So let's review. Amar Shmuel, Hamlecher Shtar Chayv L'Chaveru V'Chazer Mechale. Mechal, V'Afila Yerish Mechal. Shmuel says that when a Malva lender sells his loan document to a Lekech, a buyer, and the Malva subsequently forgives the loan, it is forgiven. And if the Malva died, his inheritor can also forgive the loan. However, Man D'Doin Dina D'Garmi Magvi Bei D'Mei Shtar Ma'alya. According to the opinion that one is liable for damages that were caused indirectly, the Malva must reimburse the Lekech for the value of the loan because he was Goyim, he caused the Hefsid, the loss of the loan, through his Mechila. According to the opinion that one is not liable for damages that were caused indirectly, the Malva does not reimburse the Lekech for the value of the loan, and he can claim that he only sold the piece of paper. The Gemara says, "V'pekeachu mekarkish leizuze v'kasav leishtar b'shmei." If the lekech is smart, he could pay the leiva a sum of money to reassign the loan to the name of the lekech. Amemar says, "Haiman de'iko leksubas isha ubalchayv." When a man has multiple claimants, in which his wife claims her ksuba, and a malva lender claims the loan, and the islei arav islei zuze, and he possesses land and money, lebalchayv mesalkin lebezuze. Hai ki dine, he reimburses the malva with money because the malva initially lent him money. Le'isha mesalkin la ba'ara, hai ki dine, and he reimburses his wife with land, as Rashi explains, because samcha al shibit karka. The wife relies on the lien that the ksuba imposes on his land. However, ve'i loy ike elachad ara, ve'lechazi elachad, if he only possesses land that is sufficient for one claimant, le'malchav yavin alei. Then he reimburses the malva, as Rashi explains, because shlei tinul delus b'fnei lavin, he will prevent a malva from lending money to others. However, the isha lo yavin alav, he does not reimburse his wife, because he will not prevent a woman from marrying, since yosem masha isha reitz alisa isha reitz lihinase, a woman desires marriage far more than a man. Zok the Mishnah, hamoishiv es ishlich en vanis oishimina apetrapia. When a wife becomes her husband's storekeeper, in which she sells his produce, or she becomes his manager, in which she runs his business, as per his request, she is compelled to acquit herself by oath that she conducted his business justly. Rabbi Yezza says that she is also compelled to make an oath that she completed her chores justly, such as her sewing and baking. The Chacham disagree in a brisa and say that she is not compelled for her chores, because ein odem darim nochesh bekvifa. Just as a person cannot reside with a snake out of fear of being bitten, so too a wife cannot reside with a husband who suspects her of wrongdoing. Zak de Mishnah, kasav la neder shvua ein li alaych, ein yochel ashbia. When a husband writes that his wife is absolved from making a vow and oath, he cannot compel her to make an oath. However, av mashbia who has yirshah v'sabon b'shusa, if they divorced and she subsequently died, he can compel her and her inheritors and beneficiaries that are collecting her ksuba to make a shvuas hayirshim, an oath that they are were not informed of a paid ksuba, because loy patra leishtei, he only absolved her from an oath, but he did not absolve her yirshim from an oath. In the case of neder shvua in li'alaych v'al yirshayach v'al abon b'shuscha, if the husband writes that his wife, her inheritors, and beneficiaries are all absolved from making a vow and an oath, ein yochel ashbia lo hi v'lo yirshaha v'lo yisabam b'shusa, then he cannot compel his wife, her inheritors, and beneficiaries to make an oath. However, avo yirshav mashbia naisa v'es yirshaha v'sabam b'shusa, if he subsequently died in which his wife claims her ksuba from the yirshin, then his inheritors can compel the wife, her inheritors, and beneficiaries to make an oath. As Rashi explains, because le patron ela mimenu, he only absolved them from a vow that he requires, but he did not absolve them from a vow that his yershim require. In the case of neder shvua einli, v'loy li yershi, v'loy l'bon b'shusi, alayach v'al yershayach v'al bon b'shusayach, that the husband writes that he, his inheritors and beneficiaries, cannot compel the wife, her inheritors and beneficiaries, to make a vow and oath, einu yochel ashbia, Lehu b'lo yershiv b'lo bar meshusai, le'isa b'lo yersheha b'lo bar meshusa. Then the husband, his inheritors, and beneficiaries cannot compel the wife, her inheritors, and beneficiaries to make a vow and oath, because pater kulam min kulam. He absolved them all from a vow that anyone requires. We will discuss the explanation of the above and the conclusion of the Mishnah in the next daf.